From the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G Scott and Ursula Royteam.
Good morning, happy Wednesday, and thank you for listening to the G and Ursula Show. Parents, are you happy with what your school district is doing for your kids right now? Are you happy or are you unhappy? We want to hear from you so we can better understand what our parents are going through. 888-973-CHIRO, 888-973-5476. We already have calls coming in, so I'm not going to wait. I'm going to go to Kyle in Marysville. Thank you for calling the G and Ursula Show.
How's it going? Thank you for listening. I listen every day, so thank you.
I appreciate it. So talk to us. What's up?
So, I'm happy with some things. You know, I'm happy that, you know, at home, my kid is enjoying it, and he's doing pretty good at it. I'm happy that the Marysville School District all got vaccinated now, so all the teachers are fully vaccinated. So that's awesome. What I don't like is I know the whole CDC was saying how you need to have better ventilation for the kids mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. And Marysville School District is pretty outdated. They are got a lot of older schools. My grandfather and my mother went to the same elementary school my son's going to. Mm-hmm. And I actually do heating and air conditioning myself. Mm-hmm. And so I'm kind of okay with, I know about ventilation. And I have not seen anything that they've done to even update any of the ventilation stuff.
Mm-hmm. So Kyle, the thing that you're most upset about and what you're upset about is that since this whole pandemic has started from last year till now, you're saying that the school districts up there in Marysville have not done anything when it comes to ventilation.
Yes.
Huh. Okay, yep. We're going to have to we'll confirm that too, just because I mean we're going straight with what you're saying, and I'm guessing that some schools are going to say yeah we've done some things et cetera, but you did point out though that the teachers there, thanks to the Tulalip tribe making their excess vaccines available to the teachers, that the teachers are there. Are you guys back full time? Is your son back full time?
Not yet. In March. He's supposed to go like March 12th, I think he goes back because he's in fourth grade.
Okay.
So they go back like March 12th, which is great, but I'm pretty sure the CDC just came out with another thing. I mean, don't mark my words, they go back and forth every day. But they just came out with a thing saying that they're just starting to see a rise in the students now contracting the virus now more through schools now. They just came out with that now. So I'm not really sure where we're going with it.
Okay, well, as of right now, the CDC still says the benefits of going back to school for at least some in-person learning are outweighing the potential risks of COVID spreading because it's still not believed to be a COVID super spreader. So, Kyle, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us and for listening every day. Thank you.
888-973-CHIRO, if you want that number, 888-973-5476. Parents, are you happy or unhappy with what your school district is doing for your kids? We want to hear from you.
And a lot of you are sharing your input both on our G and Ursula Show Facebook page and also through our text line. Text us at 98973. Sarah said, Ursula and G, I ask for a favor, please. Please do not let this turn into a why don't the teachers get back to work? I'm a special ed teacher in Kent. I am working very hard. I do 2 Zoom classes daily and then weekly one-on-one 30-minute meetings to work on IEP goals. I started a fundraiser to get books into the hands of my kids. A lot of my colleagues are doing similar things, and it causes me great anxiety to watch the news and hear that COVID variants are potentially more contagious on one segment and then go back to school in the next. A good friend works at the Capitol and is remote until July. School board meetings are not in person yet in Kent because it's not safe. Teachers did not create this pandemic and should not keep getting blamed for the fallout.
Right. One of the, as we wait for more calls to come back right now, 888-973-CHIRO, 888-973-CHIRO is the number for you to call. One of the problems, Ursula, and I want to talk about this, is there are some teachers, a teacher that I talked to personally just recently, that, yes, they want to go back to teaching. They want to go back in the classroom. the problem is the teacher does not want to speak out against the union. As a matter of fact, I was watching the news today, and when it was talking about those that were going to be doing their strike down in Tacoma.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that some of the voices were anonymous and they didn't show their faces? That's the problem that we have right now, is that some of these teachers don't want to speak out against the union. And it's almost like this back and forth, like a tennis match.
Mm-hmm. It is. But in that case, how about allow those teachers who are willing to go back without any repercussions, allow them to go back, and the ones who don't go back. If we wait until everything is perfect, it's not going to happen ever, because nothing is going to be perfect. But again, I think it's going to require creativity. We've got tons of calls coming in right now, and we also have lots of comments. So we are going to go to Jeff next on line two. Good morning, Jeff. You are saying that in Tennessee, most schools are open there.
Yes, ma'am. So for the most part, with the exception of Davidson County, where Nashville proper is, all the schools in Tennessee have given the option to go back virtual or in person, with exceptions of certain situations that have happened with spiking in numbers throughout the state. The governor had made mandates for certain weeks to go back to 100% virtual. But my wife works in the school system, so my goal to be in school from the start of the school year till now. We have seen the benefits of it, and we've seen the negatives, because we have neighbors that are virtual, and we have seen the demise of the children and their behaviors, and they're struggling with just not being a part of a system that gives rigorous structure to their days, and they're struggling. A lot of kids are flourishing. I'm not saying one is better than the other. I think every family makes their own decisions for their children. But Tennessee has, in my opinion, done a pretty decent job of giving the families the option to control what's best for them, as opposed to the state or county recommending or dictating what they should be doing.
Mm-hmm. Are you calling us from Tennessee, or this is just what you know?
No, I'm actually in Washington for work right now.
Oh, that's awesome.
You guys via the internet a lot of times, and I just happen to be in Seattle this week working.
I love it.
And I'm driving right now, so I heard this, and it was a very poignant topic, so I wanted to call in.
Well, thank you for sharing that experience, and I think you really touched on something, which is, you know, not every family's going to feel right about sending their kids back. And I think that'll be some of the natural, you know, thinning out, I guess, of the numbers of students who would be in the classroom at once. So thank you so much, Jeff. We appreciate that.
I do want to just take this time because, again, I'm glad you said this earlier. This is not the Gene Ursula Show bashing teachers. I want to be very clear. This is the Gene Ursula Show allowing parents to talk about their personal experience. Everybody's experience is different. So with that being said, I do want to take this time to talk about the Sumner Bonnie Lake School District. Ursula, mm-hmm. I've told you guys on this off the air. I tell you all the time. They have been phenomenal. They've been fantastic. As a matter of fact, Sumner Bonnie Lake School District, they over-communicate. They have been crystal clear with everything. They'll say why you haven't been in school. This is what they're saying. The numbers need to say this. They have been doing that the entire time, and they also have a plan to get back in school in early March. So
now, you said that if you didn't know better, you would think that Bonnie Lake was like a private school district.
Yes.
Because of how accommodating. And Marlana, one of our listeners, agrees with you. She says, while the Bonnie Lake School District has opened back up, they've accommodated those of us who still want to do remote learning. And I'm thankful for that, as my grandson is actually excelling while learning from home. Okay, so we're going to go.
I'm going to go to Stacy in Everett. Stacy in Everett, thank you for calling the G and Ursula Show.
You're welcome. Thank you.
How's your experience? Talk about it.
Well, I'm in Everett School District, and I'm not very happy with how they're handling things. I have a son who is a senior. And he's struggling with the online learning. Him and some of his classmates, they seem to have more homework. Mm-hmm. And they just spend an awful lot of time just staring, you know, at the computer. My son has an IEP. it's just been overall challenging. He's also hoping to get a football scholarship, and this, yeah, it's just really done a number on everything.
What would you want, if you were talking and the Everett School District was listening to you right now, what would you want them to do for your son and other kids right now?
I would want them to leave it up to the families as far as returning to school. I'm sure if there's teachers that are high risk, students that are high risk, then they don't go. But I don't feel like they should be making the choice for everybody. And I've actually been calling my district and whatnot, and they are saying that after being through this for a year, they still don't have precautions in place. And then I was actually told that it was just the logistics of scheduling classes to get kids back.
Stacey, I can hear your frustration, especially as the parent of a senior, and that's the part that I don't understand, where you say we don't have the preparations in place or don't have the PPE in place, because you have had a year to get those things. Stacey, thank you so much for calling. We have a bunch of callers still holding on. Jason in Island County. It sounds like things are going well for you, Jason.
Yes, I'm actually really, really happy with how it's all been going. It's been truly wonderful. The teachers have been very, very intense in their learning program and have been very receptive to the information that parents do give. And I do agree that parents should have somewhat of a choice, but it's there, that hard line is, there's a lot of students that are born with certain conditions, and it's almost as if they're going to be punished because they have these high-risk conditions, and people want to be able to put their kids back full-time, but I know these kids also need that full-time and structure. So it's, do you bend one way and punish the other? So one side or the other would be punished, so I see where it's really hard to make that decision. Mm-hmm. But my son has been doing so well in all of it. I mean, he loves the science. This is his first year in intermediate school, mm-hmm. and he loves every single aspect of it.
When you say intermediate, so how old is he?
He's 11 years old.
11. Wow. Okay, so awesome. That would be, yeah, no, it's so great to hear. Now, would he normally do really well in in-person learning as well, or is this actually working better for him?
He'd do well either way. He actually, 3 years running, he's gotten the Presidential Award for Academic Excellence.
Hey.
So he's always been really aggressive with his own learning. But it's also what we do as parents at home that helps feed that. And we spend that time teaching them and being there and letting them know we're right there to help them with anything that they need. And I know a lot of parents can't do that right mm-hmm. now because they do have to go to work. And they can't be there for everything. And I think that's where families are suffering so much, is because parents can't be there. And the parent, the kids are feeling that, and they feel left and alone. And they end up suffering as well.
Mm.
Jason, thank you so much for
you,
sharing
Jason.
That. It's
really
great to hear
that.
when kids are thriving still in this situation.
I felt it perked me up a little bit. I'm glad Jason and his family's doing well. 888-973-CHIRO, 888-973-CHIRO. Let's go to Clavel. Clavel is on the line. Thank you for calling the G and Ursa Show.
Hello. How are we doing?
Good. Tell us how it's going for you.
I just want to say, like, since the pandemic started and they did online school, my daughter got really depressed. She's 5 years old because she had a lot of friends at her school, and she was in the middle of switching school, so it became very overwhelming with all the work they would do with online school. And they've now fully returned back to school at Emerald Heights. And with the way they handle it, I have full confidence. Like, they line them up on dots, space them apart from each other. From the time she gets out of the car, they take her temperature, put the temperature on the card on their backpack. They handle it so amazing. It really makes me happy with the situation and how they're doing it.
Wow.
That is fantastic.
That is fantastic, man. That's great news, and all the best of luck to you the rest of this school year. I'm glad things are great, and I'm glad your child is thriving.
Okay, before we pick up the next line, G, I want to share someone who is not happy. And this was Lisa who sent us a message on our Facebook page, actually. And she says, I'm very unhappy with my kids in the Bethel School District. Teachers are sending them to videos or websites to learn. Why don't the teachers actually sit in front of a whiteboard and teach? My high schoolers' classes are always letting them out early, or they do small groups called breakout rooms with no teachers. My daughter got stuck with a boy who was hitting on her yesterday. No teacher supervision at all.
Mm. All right, so you got some unhappy ones. Let's try this next one out. Let's go to Chad in Thurston County. Welcome into the G and Ursula Show.
How you doing, G?
Good, man. What's happening? How are things going for you, Chad?
My son was a straight A student last year. This year, he's straight failing. Ever since the remote learning, he has said that he would much rather kill himself than sit inside another remote class. He can't handle it.
He needs to be in front of
a teacher.
So how are you handling that? And first of all, I want to just say, I'm so sorry to hear that. Anytime someone, especially a young person, talks about suicide, I'm sure that you are taking him very seriously. That is a mental health. He's not alone in that his mental health is, you know, taking a toll because of what is happening. And I hope that you have support and help.
Yeah, we've got him in counseling. He does real well. Tumwater's doing 2 days a week. And when he's in school, he's happy. He's doing well. He does football. Mm-hmm. He does real well with that. Gee, you'll like this. His favorite football team is Ohio State. So whenever they're on TV, he's happy.
Hey, I like that. And when you get a chance, can you please send our producer or on our G and Facebook page, send me your phone number. I'd like to have my son, Baby G, give him a call. I'll make that happen.
Hey.
Let me ask you.
All right, thank you, Chad.
Let me ask you this, Chad. When did you notice that there was starting to be a problem? What are some signs that you saw with your son that made you realize that something was up? Talk about that.
Well, my son used to be very extroverted. He used to be real outgoing and stuff, and then he started to shut down and not care about things. He started not really caring about school, where he used to love it. He used to love to read. He doesn't do that anymore. He just is very quiet or very negative now, where before he was very upbeat and very energetic and very happy with people.
Well, we're so sorry to hear about that, and hopefully it continues to reopen. And again, there is support out there, and I know that you take him seriously. And I saw that you posted on our Facebook page as well, and our heart goes out to you, your son, and your family. Okay, this time flew. We have a bunch of people on the line, and I think this is going to be our last call. We're going to go to Nick in the Duval Carnation area. Good morning, Nick. How are things working out for you and your family?
Pretty great, actually. We found out our son, he's turning 3 next month. About a year ago, he was diagnosed with autism. So over the last year, my wife and I have been dealing with Zoom and trying to like be his, you know, occupational and speech therapist ourselves. Well, you know, in reality, we have no idea what we're doing. And so he's starting like a preschool program next month when he turns 3 in Carnation in the Riverview School District. We've had plenty of meetings. They're developing curriculum for him. They're, you know, they have like specialists that can help him out. And it's such a relief to be able to have somebody that knows what they're doing help our son.
That is so great to hear, Nick. I hope you have a continued success, and I know that you've got challenges ahead, but it sounds like your son and you guys are in a good place to be. We appreciate you calling in. We have run out of time. So thank you so much, Nick, and thank you to everybody who's called in. If we didn't get to you, could you please, we want to hear from you. So go to our G and Ursula Show Facebook page. There is a great conversation there. Everyone's being respectful. Just share your thoughts. Tell us what your experience is. Maybe it will generate a story. Maybe we'll bring it back up again. I'm sure we will.
It also helps when you guys call in or write into us, because then we have a better understanding of what is really going on out in the communities. There can only be a certain amount of stories that are written and talked about. But when we hear from you, we actually find out what's really happening. And we're grateful to be able to do that.